所以神呢，让他们知道自己错误。
So God wants them to know their own mistakes.
不但这样
，Not only that.
神说，你们要去认错。
You have to acknowledge your mistakes to Job.
要带七只公牛、七只公羊去他面前认罪。
Take seven bulls and seven rams to go to Job to acknowledge that you are wrong.
实在是一个非常尴尬的事情。
It was embarrassing.
本来是说你有罪，现在反过来自己去认罪。
At first, they thought he had sinned, but now they have to confess sin to them.
你是怎么认得出来呢？
How could they do this?
那当然是有罪可以认。
Of course, they have some, they can confess the sin.
你免费给人治病，你把人治得越来越坏，当然是也有你的错误在其中。
You try to cure some disease, but you get it, you do it worse. Of course, that's your mistake.
啊，我们很感谢神，这三个朋友啊，真是够朋友了。
Thank God, these three friends, they are true friends.
那一点也不怕难为情呢。
They were not embarrassed.
啊，神要认错就认错了。
God asked them to do, and they did according to what God told them.
啊，他不是说我要有错，约伯也不对啊。
They didn't say, well, I'm wrong. Job was wrong.
到底我们的心比他是对他是好的。
But we still, we had good heart to.
所以他先要说他脾气不好，我一定认错。
If he acknowledged he had bad temper, then I will confess him.
你看啊，一点不问约伯怎么样，他们就带着牛羊去献上赎罪祭。
Without saying anything, they just took the bulls and the rams to go to Job.
这就是在主里朋友的真实形象。
This is a true friend in the Lord.
在真理里头，神的真理里头彼此相待。
We treat each other with God's truth.
那这样子的朋友是坚固不动摇的。
This kind of friend is a firm friend. Never
这样的朋友是不怕得罪的。神有办法把这样的友谊再恢复过来，比从前更好。
And this kind of friendship can never be shaken.
那到底是不是神认为约伯一点没有错呢？
Do you think God think Job is perfect and no mistake at all?
三个朋友一点都不对呢？
No, the fault is for the friends.
神是公平的。
But God is just.
神仍然欣赏他们三个人的爱心。
God still appreciates their love.
所以我们看见这里一节圣经是非常宝贝。
There's one verse which is precious.
啊，四十二章第九节。
Chapter 42, verse 9.
于是提曼人、以利法、苏亚人、比勒达、拉玛人、说法。照着耶和华所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳三个朋友。
So Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar went and did as the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job.
我念的是悦纳三个朋友。
He accepted the three friends.
是不是按照文法是应该这样？按照
Grammarly should be like that.
是应该这样。但是你看圣经不是这样。
But the Bible is not like that.
当他们顺服的时候，神说我悦纳约伯。
When they are submissive to God, God said, I accept Job.
这什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of it?
他乃是知道这三个朋友从心里面不计较约伯的错误。
God know that from the bottom of heart, they care nothing about Job's mistake.
所以神也顺从他们的心。来悦纳约伯。
Because of their attitude, God accepted Job.
那我们来看哥林多后书第二章，这就是那属灵道理的奇妙。
Let's see Second Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
十节十一节
verse 10 and 11
我们一起念你们赦免谁我也赦免谁我若有所赦免的是在基督里面前为你们赦免的免得撒旦趁作机会胜过我们因我们并非不晓得他的诡计当三个朋友不计较约伯的错
when the three friends doesn't care the mistakes of Job.
约伯也接受他们的认错。
And Job accepted their confession.
那么神就赦免约伯。
Then God accepted Job.
那么约伯接受他们的认罪之后，约伯做什么事情呢？
What did Job do after he accepted the apology?
他如果真的为朋友赦免，他就应该为他们祷告。
If he indeed accepted their apology, he should pray for them.
所以第十节，你看有一个相反的安排的说法。
So in verse 10, he arranged something else.
啊，约伯为他的朋友祷告，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friend.
那么如果按照这个语句的翻译，我们应该这样说，约伯为他的朋友祷告，他的朋友神就不向他发怒。
If we translate another way, if Job prayed for his friend, then God's anger is stopped.
啊，那但是圣经不是这样说。
But it's not so in the Bible.
对，约伯，你真的爱心宽容他们，我就把你从苦难里头放出来，因为你完全得胜。
Then God feel that Job has forgiven his friend and he restored the fortune of his.
所以约伯蒙悦拿是在乎三个朋友。
The reason Job was accepted because of the three friends.
那三个朋友蒙悦拿是靠着约伯。
The reason the three friends was accepted because of Job.
所以最后呢叫做皆大欢喜。
So finally everybody rejoiced.
你说神能不能够让他自己直接的来把他们从苦境转回呢？
Do you think God can take away the trouble directly?
当然可以。
Of course he could.
但是这总有一点美中不足。
And still it's not, was not perfect.
人与神的关系固然是好了。
It is good the relationship with God.
但是约伯和三个朋友的关系呢，却造成了裂痕。
But still, there's a problem among the friends.
所以神在最后的时候呢，在他的带领之下，是上下和好，左右也和好。
But from the wonderful leading of God, the reconciliation is vertical and horizontal.
经过了这样子一个变化，他们的感情。会越来越加的坚定。
After this, their love was even more strengthened.
啊，忽然之间一个奇妙的事发生了。
All of a sudden, something strange happened.
忽然他的病啊就没有了。
And his disease was cured.
他身体就恢复健康。
And he restored his health.
整个的处境啊就进入这一个啊这个春光明媚的大道上。
Everything becomes so beautiful again.
很多奇疑失踪的人呢，现在纷纷出现。
A lot of people were lost before, came back.
啊，这些人来干什么呢
？Why they came？
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
啊，约伯的弟兄姐妹和以前认识的人都来见他，在他家里一同吃饭，又论到耶和华所降于他的一切灾，都为他悲伤安慰。每人也送他一块银子和一个金环。
And all his brother and all his sister who had known him before came to him, and they ate bread with him in the house, and they counseled him and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord has brought on him. Each one gave him one piece of money and each a ring of gold.
请吃饭的没有，来家吃饭的都很多。
Nobody invited him, but a lot of people come to his house to eat.
那从前难过的时候没有悲伤的，现在难过过去了，我好早就为你难过了。
When he was miserable, nobody came to comfort him. But when now he everything's over, they come to comfort.
啊，约伯，你知不知道宗教常常为你祷告哦
I told Job, did you know I prayed for you before?
现在我真是很感谢神啊，听我的祷告了。
Really thank God he heard my prayer.
啊，不但这样，我现在愿意帮助你了。
Now I'm willing to help you.
啊，这锦上添花的人多的是。
Always give something to the
one
who already had.
约伯还是有缺中送炭的。
Thank God, Job still have some really needy friend give him when he needed.
那以后呢，神给他的祝福就加倍。
And God increase his blessing twofold.
那又给他三个女儿，七个儿子。
Give him three more daughters and seven sons.
那你说为什么不生六个女儿，四个儿子呢？
Why not six daughters and 17 sons?
那因为他在天上的并没有消失。
Because the one who are in heaven still there.
所以他有十个儿女在天上，十个儿女在地上。
So he had 10 children in heaven and 10 on earth.
他的三个女儿都有名字记载下来。
And the three daughters have names recorded.
这个长女叫做耶米玛。
And the first called Jemima.
她的意思就是啊，这个清明的日子。
The meaning of it is a clear day.
我们给她翻译叫做美晨。
Or called beautiful morning.
那么第二个儿子叫做基西亚。
The second daughter's name was Kezai.
意思就是肉桂。
The meaning of it is cinnamon.
那我们可以叫桂香。
So the fragrance of cinnamon.
那么第三个女儿名字叫做基连哈普。
The third daughter's name is Karen Harper.
意思就是说装这个眼眉毛那种颜料的那个小瓶子。
Is a corn of the eye patch.
我们可以叫做惠美。这三个女儿都是当时啊最漂亮的女孩子。
And they were the most beautiful girls in that time.
那以后呢，这一个约伯他就寿终正寝，享足他的寿数，离开世界。
And Job enjoyed all his life and died at old age.
那这就是这个约伯最终的一个结局。
That's the final resort of Job.
好，我们看见啊，一个人在神的手中。
When a man is in the hand of God.
啊，在世界上面实在是一个有福的人。
It's indeed a blessed one in this world.
我们不过是学习神要我们学习的功课。
We're only learning lessons what the Lord wants us to.
那位创造我们的主。
Our Creator.
他没有忘记我们。
He never forget us.
他在我们身上都有他的美意和计划。
He has a beautiful plan for each one of us.
这一种的美意只有信靠他的人才能够了解的。
This beautiful plan and his will, only the one who trusts him can understand him.
好多时候来，我们的信心软弱。
A lot of time our faith are weak.
因为我们把神当作跟我们一样的人来看待。
We treat God as if he is a man.
没有想到神是神，我们是人。
But God is God and we are only human.
所以这里有三节圣经哦，提出来作为弟兄姊妹的勉励。
So I have three verses I'd like to encourage with brothers and sisters.
第一节是在诗篇139篇。
First is in Psalms 139.
我们啊一起来看一看诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
第十七节
，verse 17
和十八节
，verse 18，
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。第二处是在以赛亚书第五十五章。
The second is in Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节和第九节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and verse 55.
我们再一起来念。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，天怎样高过地。照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。第三处在耶利米书二十九章。
The third part is in Jeremiah.
二十九章。
Verse 29. Chapter 29.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书第二十九章第十一节。 我们再一起念。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。这三处经文都讲到神的意念。
These three verses talk about God's plan.
是讲到神意念的三种性质。
The three natures of his desire, his plan.
大卫说，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
David said, how precious is your plan to me?
其数何等众多。
It cannot be numbered.
意思就是说，神对我们一生有很多的想法。
God has a lot of plans for our life.
并且每一个想法的性质都要我们成为尊贵。
Every plan is for us to become a dignified man.
有多尊贵，他就愿意我们达到那个那么尊贵的地步。
He wants us to attend to a glorious standard.
那神呢，最尊贵的意念就是让我们与他的儿子一模一样。
He wants us to attend to the glory as if it's his son.
他所以用一切的事物就是要我们达到那个标准。
Everything he did in our life is for us to attend to that purpose.
那么这个意念怎么样子能够实现呢？
How can we fulfill that?
所以神就有很多的高超的一些计划在我们身上。
So God has a lot of beautiful plans.
那这个天怎样高过地？
He said, as sky is high than the earth.
他说，我的意念也照样高过你们的意念。
Also is my plan higher than yours.
所以有的时候你不能了解。
Sometimes you cannot understand.
因为这的确是超过你那个了解之外。
Really above our understanding.
我就是跟你讲，你也不明白。
Even if I tell you, you still won't understand.
那但是你最后又发现，是非常奇妙的神的计划在你我的身上。
But finally, you will find out the wonderful plan of God is in our life.
但你需要什么呢？
What you need?
你需要信心。
You need faith.
所以我最要你明白呢，就是我的意念是赐平安的意念。
I want you to know my plan is to give you peace.
你也许一直不明白，但是我知道我为什么这样对待你。
Maybe now you don't understand, but ultimately you understand it.
也许要在主的里面安息下来，仰望他，求他带领你过去。
You have to rest in God, ask God to lead you through.
这一个话并不是讲讲说说的。
It's not just talk about an either way.
在约伯的身上我们看见的确是如此。
In Job's life, we can see it was indeed.
在我们每一个信靠他的人身上也是如此。
It's also true in everyone who trusts him.
所以在这样一个神的看顾之下，带领之下，这人生是多么的有意义，多么的有乐趣。
In God's tender care, the life becomes so interesting and meaningful.
让我们一起为我们能够成为他的儿女感谢他。
Let us thank God for we can be his children.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
在我祷告之前，
Before I pray,
因为我知道我们中间还有些人没有得着这么宝贝的主。
I know a few of you still have not received this precious Lord yet.
你一个人在地上活着。
Now you live on this earth.
虽然你周围有很多的人。
Even though there are a lot of people surrounding you.
谁是你最大的依靠？
Who is the one that you can indeed trust on?
你心里面有没有真正的依靠？
Do you have a true trusting in your heart?
你有没有一个稳定不变的方向？
Do you have a firm direction in your life.
你有没有知道你到底活着为什么？
Do you know why you live on this earth?
这一些问题。
All these questions.
你没有神，你永远找不到答案。
Without God, you can never find the answer.
神借着他的话向你显明他爱你。
Through his word, God revealed to you he loves you.
他知道你的孤单。
He knows your loneliness.
他知道你的惊慌。
He knows your concern.
他知道你的需要。
And he also knows your need.
他说他愿意帮助。
He said he's willing to help you.
胜过你愿意帮助自己。
more than you want to help yourself.
我愿意问一问有没有人愿意接受他的爱。
Is anybody is willing to accept God's love?
需要用信心来接受。
You have to receive it with faith.
如果你愿意，你可不可以举起你信心的手向他表示一下
？If you are willing, can you raise up the hand of faith?
有没有？有举手，请举手。好，感谢主。
Thank God.
还有没有
？Any other?
我们从前没有信主的。你的一生神都在看顾之中，只要你接受他。
You haven't believed the Lord yet, but all your life the Lord is watching over you.
还有没有
Only if you receive Him.
有没有
？Any more?
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
好，可以放下去。还有没有
？Any more?
还有没有
？Anyone?
我们感谢神，为这三位弟兄和姊妹愿意接受主，我们感谢他。
We thank the three brothers and sisters.
我们现在低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们算的什么，已经是定睛在我们的身上。愿用你无限的智慧、慈爱，倾倒在我们的一生之中。
嗯、
我们虽然在人眼睛看起来算不得什么。有的时候我们也觉得自己算不得什么，但是你愿意把我们看为你心上的人、
嗯、
是你工作的对象，是你爱的对象、
嗯、
我们赞美感谢、嗯、主啊，求你使我们心眼得开，每一天都知道你的爱愿意倾倒在我们身上、
嗯、
哦，让我们无论是福与祸，让我们知有一个心愿意投靠在你的面前、
嗯、
愿意明白你更多，愿意被你造就雕琢得更好。哦，神啊，让我们每一天的年岁都在你的面前有意义，有与你经验的价值。我们求主听我们的祷告。我们也为着今天有三位弟兄姊妹，他们举手向你表示愿意回到你的面前来，哦，为他们感谢赞美你。哦，主啊，我们知道这是你自己重要善功，
嗯，
主你感动他们，在他们人生各样的路程里面安排各样巧妙的办法把他带到你的面前来，也给他们有机会有啊一些朋友信靠主，能够把他们带到主的话语里，带到这个聚会里。我们知道你早爱他们，你暗中的牵引他们，所以为了这一切我们赞美感谢你。我们求主让他们今天在你面前满得你的平安，让他们里头一切的彷徨、忧虑、黑暗都被你的爱所驱散，哦，让他们的人生由你与他同在，满了那里面的能力。我们求主垂听我们的祷告，祝福他们未来的路程。这样祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作。我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名。神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三，使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能，愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。除此以外，我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。 谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。
我的歌词让生命说句爱。 愿你将我心中 Thank you.